The Joe Brolly thing, it's a huge story. Pundits, they're so influential these days as well. And people kind of take note of what they have to say. So we wanted to get the views of the pundits union, so to speak. Eamon Dunphy is on the line. Morning, Eamon.
Morning, Ian.
What do you think of the Joe Brolly situation there, Eamon?
Ian, I saw what happened last Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, Joe Brolly is a disgrace to punditry and to all pundits. There's no cause in this profession for personal insults, vitriol, and outrageous personal accusations against innocent people and bystanders. Mm-hmm. Now, as a fellow pundit, I was ashamed last Sunday. And I think any pundit who goes that low, you're toast, baby.
Eamon,
get out of it.
Hang on, listen, already, once they heard your voice there, the texts are flying in there. JP in Dublin says, pot, kettle, to use just two words. You've said a few things yourself.
Hold on, Ian. What? Hold on, you're way out of your comfort zone now, baby. You're skiing off-piste, big style. Stick to Rihanna and Hermitage. Blue, green, or whatever they are.
Green.
Don't get involved in stuff that you don't know about.
Right.
It was a disgrace, and he knows it.
Right, okay. Another pundit there, Brian Carey. Brian?
How are you doing, Ian?
Any sympathy for Joe Brolly at all?
Ian, no, not really.
Oh.
Brolly, you know, I don't know. He kind of reminds me of the little swat up the front of the class, you know, the curly hair and the glasses and the hand in the air, you know. Thinks he's the business in.
Right.
I did me homework last night, Jay. I looked 7-1, 7-7, 2-14 Hand in the air. Miss. I'm surprised he isn't sitting on your own Joanne Cantwell's knee or, you know, snitching on your man, Kieran Whelan, you know, rotting him out.
Which one is Kieran Whelan there?
He was the dub on the left.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Know, the
big guy.
Big fella, kind of no neck, he kind of looks like a ventriloquist dummy, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if Brolly is operating him with his hand up the back of him, you know what I mean.
Very good. Niall Quinn is there as well. Niall,
hello.
As a pundit yourself, hello. Pro Brolly or anti Brolly?
Well, I'd never be anti anybody, Ian.
Right.
I'm still seeing positive signs in Trump, but I think
good on you.
I think punditry should be about analysis, technical appreciation, arrows, graphs, and massive amounts of statistical data. That's what people want to see.
Yeah.
I've never heard such rubbish in all my life.
Eamon.
No, give him a chance, will you, for God's sake? No, it's time to speak the truth here. Niall Quinn is a spoofer and a busted flush.
Yeah.
He's a chancer. Yeah. He knows nothing about punditry.
No, listen, we're trying
punditry,
to keep the mood good.
You're
here.
Off piste.
What?
Punditry is about entertainment, opinions, chutzpah, changing your mind, drama.
What was that last one? Chutzpah.
Swings and roundabouts. Chutzpah, that Jewish word for having balls, baby, which you don't. Now, the stuff that no one else would say, especially people like Niall Quinn, a jumped up encyclopedia salesman.
Niall?
That's all the stuff that Joe Brolly was saying, Eamon. No, you leave Joe Brolly out of this. Joe Brolly, baby, you're not fit to lace Joe Brolly's boots, Quinn.
Hang on, a minute ago.
Joe Brolly is a warrior, a fighter, and a truth teller. And RTE should be ashamed of themselves for dismissing Joe Brolly, one of the great intellectual minds this country has ever seen.
Oh my God.
A guy who tells it like it is. Now stick on Rihanna before Niall Quinn starts saying mass.
Okay, thanks, Ted.
Hello.
Hey, listen, what Shawn Mendes do, Eamon?
I like Shawn Mendes.
Sorry, into a cartoon.
I love Shawn Mendes.